Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Bill Welsh guides us through the New Testament book of Acts. Now to Pastor Bill.
Hi, this is Pastor Bill. Welcome back to our study through the book of Acts. Acts chapter 13 and 14 take us to a new stage, a new era in the history of the church. The Jesus movement has so far spread from Jerusalem into Judea, up to Samaria and into Galilee, as well as way down into the Gaza Strip, and even been carried into Africa by at least one man who met Jesus Christ on his way home to Ethiopia, riding in his custom chariot. But if you remember, Jesus had told his leaders, his apostles, to not just send workers, evangelists, missionaries, and church planters into the uttermost parts of the earth. He told them to go. The leaders were to lead the church out into those distant lands. And here in chapter 13 through 14, it really begins to happen in a serious way. Now, the rest of the book of Acts is basically about Paul's travel journal, where he went. Though for a bit longer, he's still known as Saul. And these are amazing missionary stories that we'll get to. And I don't know what to make of it, but it's at least interesting to me that the original apostles are not recorded as those leading the charge into these faraway and dangerous lands. The leaders and apostles with the passion and the plan to tell the whole world about Jesus come out of this more recent church plant in the city of Antioch in the country of Syria. It was a church that was planted as a result of believers who were fleeing north from the persecution down in Jerusalem after Stephen was killed for preaching Jesus. Chapter 13 opens up with a bit of a look at the leadership core of the church in Antioch. You could call it their staff. We're told that there was a good number of prophets and teachers among them, including Saul and Barnabas. And then immediately we learn that during a time of worship and fasting, I guess it was a prayer meeting, somehow the Holy Spirit says, "Okay, it's time. Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." And so they pray some more, they fast some more, and off they go. And here's part one of that first journey in chapter 13. First stop, Cyprus. It was Barnabas's homeland. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it, that he wanted to take the gospel back home. Look closely at their time there in verses 4 to 12. Here's what happens. They hit the whole island with the gospel, encountered opposition from a Jewish false prophet, but dealt with that in the power of the Holy Spirit and won a very influential man to Jesus, the Roman governor of all people. And then they sail back to the mainland in what we would call southwest Turkey today. And soon after they arrive, their helper, John Mark, decides to leave for home. We don't know why, but he's gone. More on that later, but it's enough to say here at this point that Paul is not happy about John Mark bailing out on them. Well, as you read about the progress of this journey, notice how the team always seems to start their ministry so far in each place by finding a synagogue. That's a gathering of people that they'll have some common ground with, a gathering of Jews. They come ashore in the port city of Perga, and they head directly north to another city called Antioch, and there, in the synagogue, after the scriptures were read, it says, "The rulers of the synagogue said to them," in verse 15, quote, "Brothers, if you have any word of encouragement for the people, say it," end quote. And brother, did they say it, loud and clear. From verses 16 to 41, Paul preaches the gospel, walking this group through their history and showing them how Jesus was the fulfillment of all they were looking for. Look at verses 38 to 39. They really are the key to this chapter, and they read like this. "Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man," he's speaking of Jesus, "through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses," end quote. Wow, that is it. That's the whole message of the Bible in less than a minute. And Paul and Barnabas will preach that message in every town and every city marketplace where anyone will listen. Forgiveness. It's found in Jesus and in Jesus Christ alone. Simple faith in Jesus Christ will set you free and make your soul clean. What happened? Some people came to Jesus. Barnabas and Saul got an invitation to stick around for a repeat performance the next week, and so they did. But this time, it's more than a synagogue full of listeners. Verse 44 tells us the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. Briefly put, the popularity of this message causes suspicion and typical follow-up of a riot. Before long, the missionaries are driven out of town, but not before they symbolically kick the dust off their feet and joyfully move on to the southeast to their next stop, Iconium. You know, I'm struck by how eager that city of Antioch was to hear the word of God. The whole city turned out. The message of forgiveness and grace, it's powerful. Our neighbors and our fellow citizens, wherever we live, are just as much in need of the great news of sins forgiven by faith in Jesus Christ as those in these ancient towns we're reading about. So let's take that message to them. So go ahead now and jump into chapter 13, and may it excite you as you see the gospel spreading, and may you also be incited to engage in this ongoing work of delivering the message of God's gracious pardon, His forgiveness for sinners like us. God bless you.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Bill Welsh is the senior pastor of Refuge in Huntington Beach, California. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.